As those of us in the school world are entering into a season, if not of rest, at least of change of pace, I've revisited a book by Catholic theologian Joseph Piper called Leisure, the Basis of Culture, and thought it might be worth sharing here. So one of Piper's central claims in this 1948 book is this: we place too much value on hard work, and as a result of that, our happiness, productivity, art, and ability to flourish as a human society is suffering. So here's a nugget from that book. The inmost significance of the exaggerated value which is set upon hard work appears to be this: man seems to mistrust everything that is effortless. He can only enjoy with a good conscience what he has acquired with toil and trouble. He refuses to have anything as a gift. In other words, our overemphasis on work has made us less capable of receiving all of life as a gift. So he goes on to describe this problem a little bit more in depth. Piper says, "Of course, the world of work begins to become, threatens to become, our only world, to the exclusion of all else. The demands of the working world grow ever more total, grasping ever more completely the whole of human existence. We tend to overwork as a means of self-escape, as a way of trying to justify our existence." Throughout the rest of his book, his recommendation for recovering a better approach to work is actually to begin to recover a better approach to leisure. So leisure, he says, is not just rest. It is an attitude of mind and a condition of the soul that fosters a capacity to perceive the reality of the world. When we overwork, we perceive our world, we perceive the universe poorly, placing our own effort at the center. Good leisure, Piper would argue, which requires good rest, is one that can help correct this poor vision. And by resting well and approaching leisure in a proper way, it turns out we actually see the world more rightly than if we just bog ourselves down with work.